Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirstie Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kirstie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm excited about this month's topic.
Me too. It's May.
It's something that we both have thought about a lot. And this is National Mental Health Month. And of course,
yes.
As a therapist, I think about this every day. I think about mental health. And I love using books and therapy as, you know, bibliotherapeutically, so people can kind of process through story, which I think is one of the most beautiful ways to process emotion. So I'm really excited to see what you have chosen for National Mental Health Month and to share what I have chosen.
Yes, I have to say, I agree with you 1,000% that books are such an important and usually a concrete way for people to process through and learn more about their emotions and things like that. I find them extremely helpful for me. So I'm very excited about this topic. I will also say that I found it extremely difficult to pick only 5. especially yes. Within our categories, one for each category, because there are a lot of social emotional books or yes. books that you can view through a social emotional lens, and which I think is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I would posit that you can view pretty much any book through a social emotional lens.
Right?
Right?
I think you're right. I agree. So I just want to preface this with saying I found it hard to find or just pick, not find, but just pick 5 because I think there are lots of wonderful books out there.
But
I'm excited to hear what you chose. So which category would you like to start with today?
I always like starting with silly, if you're okay with that.
I'm totally okay with that. I think it's a great place to start. So go ahead. What's your first pick for the silly social emotional book?
Okay. So I picked Out of a Jar by Deborah Marcero, which is silly and it's not, right? It's about this little character, Llewellyn, and he doesn't like to feel sad or angry or lonely or embarrassed or any of those things that he feels are negative, right? So he puts them in a jar so they won't bother him. But then he gets in trouble for being too excited. And then pretty soon, the things that he thinks are positive are also in the jar. So, of course, when you don't allow yourself to feel emotions, they always find a way to come out. I like to talk about, you know, it's like pushing a beach ball underneath the water. Eventually, mm-hmm. that beach ball, it's going to pop up, right? So
for sure.
In the story, a jar breaks. And I want to read to you what happens after that. Once those feelings were out, something happened that Llewellyn didn't expect. He was happy and sad at the same time. He was excited and worried, but most of all, he felt relieved.
I love
this book. And the reason that I'm saying it's a little bit silly is because the illustrations are so expressive and the illustrations are silly. And it's also silly to put your emotions in a jar. Personifying feelings. I feel like this is a really great mentor text for social emotional learning and mental health because we don't like feeling some types of feelings, but we also need to allow ourselves to feel them. If we don't, the jar will break. It's like, you know,
right.
just
it's
like
very
in the book.
Concrete. It's a very concrete way of looking at it. I love that.
It is. And kids need these concrete ways of looking at it. And any emotion that we resist is going to persist. So this is just
such
a beautiful bibliotherapeutic book. So
I love it. Fabulous choice. Okay, for me, for my silly story, I chose I Am Stuck by Julia Mills. The cover is really what caught my eye.
I haven't read this one, so I'm excited to look it up.
It's very fun. It's about a turtle. Turtle is flipped over on his shell. and he can't seem to get unstuck. And the cover actually has turtle.
That's perfect.
Turtle on his shell. And the other animals try to make suggestions of things that have worked, you know, to help them. Wiggle your feet or wiggle your tail. But nothing seems to work. And then a possum comes over and just lays down with Turtle and chats. Aww. And I don't want to spoil the ending. However, the word butt plays an important role. Butt, B-U-T-T. It plays an important role in getting Turtle unstuck. And I just love the humor in this and the simplicity of the story. The simplicity of how Turtle gets unstuck. I think it's a really great mentor text for how you can make a social emotional book very accessible and light for kids.
Yes, I love that.
And the art is just so funny.
Yay.
So that is my choice.
Sounds
for
amazing.
Silly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to rhyme.
Oh,
and
okay.
I chose Like a Girl by Lori Degman and Mara Penny. And Lori Degman, again, she just is such a fabulous rhymer.
Mm-hmm.
I love this book, and it would have been great for Women's History Month. But Lori makes Like a Girl become a compliment instead of an insult. You know how people sometimes will say, oh, you're running like a girl, etc.
Yes.
This is now a compliment. So this book is inspiring to girls and women, and hopefully it inspires all types of people to realize the power of women. And so in this book, there are 24 women kind of profiled. They are all disruptors. They took risks and broke barriers and, you know, transformed the world. It's like people like Rosa Parks and Maya Angelou and Gertrude Adair and Jane Addams and Harriet Tubman, Mother Teresa, Ruby Bridges, just Helen Keller, you know, all of these amazing women who we can learn a lot from. And one of her lines is, stand up like a girl, raise your fist and resist. Stand up like a girl, keep on going, persist.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't it so amazing? And, you know, how does this relate to mental health? Well, I really feel like this book helps girls who may be suffering from low self-confidence or who may be dealing with bullies or prejudice. And it really just helps girls feel empowered to recognize that they are worthy and also to stand up for themselves. It's a really good mentor text for taking several layers. We've got nonfiction with the women, and then we've got the theme of empowerment. We've got really amazing rhyme, too. And then every time we write a book, we need to think about the layers and the hooks for the readers and children and the editors who are reading our submissions. And so I think this is a fabulous mentor text for all of that.
All of those things. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Absolutely. Great choice. So interesting because I was just, you know, scrolling the other day on social media, but I came across a video about a commercial that was made a few years ago, and it was titled Like a Girl, and it was a really interesting experiment where they brought in older kids, and they said, show me how you would run like a girl. Show me how you would fight like a girl. Show me how you would throw like a girl. And they all did it in a certain way that you might expect, you know, almost mocking or making fun of the way a girl would do it, quote unquote, right?
Yes.
And then they brought in young children, young girls.
Oh.
And they asked them the same thing. And their response, their reaction was very different.
Love
they
this.
Ran fast. They fought hard, right? They threw hard. And
we're making progress.
Yes. And, well, the message was really what happens as we age, these messages that we receive as males and females and whatnot. Like, it matters, the messages that are out there. So books like your choice here for rhyme is so important. I love it.
Agreed.
I love that. Okay, so that was just a little tangent. All right, sorry about that. We're on rhyme, right? Okay, so rhyme for me. I'm just going to admit up front, I cheated a little on this one because this book is slightly outside the 5-year window time frame.
It's okay. I did that too on one of my books. So
okay,
we'll
good.
Just forgive each other.
I'm just owning up to it. I just really love this book so much, and I love the rhyme. It's Even Superheroes Make Mistakes by Shelley Becker and Ida Caban. This book is a follow-up to Even Superheroes Have Bad Days. And I just love this book because of the superhero theme. I think it's incredibly engaging for kids, and it's a great way to show how everyone makes mistakes, right? Even superheroes.
Such like an superheroes important topic
that
too.
We put on a pedestal, mm-hmm. right? And then the rhyme in the story is so bouncy and clever, and it just makes for a really great read aloud. And so it just makes it more of a must read for me. Here's a page that I just want to read just to give you a taste of yes. the rhyme. Instead, they remember perfection is rare, and they choose super ways to respond when they err. And using their powers as true heroes do, they fix what they wrecked and apologize too. They fess up their mess up. They learn from their blooper. Responsibility, that makes them super.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
So fun, right?
Yes.
I love it. So that is my choice for social emotional books that rhyme really well.
Thank you. I love that one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's move on to nonfiction.
Okay.
And this is so cool. I actually met this author at Ooh. The Hudson Book Festival on Saturday.
Fantastic.
And I had already decided I was going to highlight this book. So it was, I of course told him about it. So I am
fabulous.
Talking about A Walk in the Words by Hudson Talbot. It's kind of an autobiographical story about what it's like to have dyslexia and the anxiety that dyslexia can cause. And it's just so lovely. It's also a winner of a Snyder Family Honor. And so it is this inspiring story that just so vividly reveals challenges and also ultimately the rewards of learning differently. So when Hudson couldn't read like other kids, he felt alone, afraid, and worried that he'd never learn. And I really love learning about dyslexia and books about dyslexia because I have a few kids with dyslexia. So this definitely resonates with me. But anyway, he loved stories and he loved drawing. So he didn't give up. And the story chronicles his journey in a stunning visualization of dyslexia and a really clever metaphor of walking in the words, like walking in the woods, right? So here's an excerpt. There were strange words, big words, scary words. One word was stalking me. Overwhelm. It described the feeling of too many words coming at me at the same time. It made me want to give up, but I love stories too much to quit.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
And when you look at the illustrations, the words are just all over each page, kind of showing the way his mind was feeling and thinking. So,
wow, that's really powerful. That's really powerful. And I would say, even to take it a step further, for that kind of book, not only being helpful for children who do have dyslexia, but like you were saying, as a parent, or even as a child who doesn't have dyslexia, to just gain empathy.
Yeah,
and a better understanding of what others struggle with in order to do things that might seem simple to you. I think that's really beautiful and really powerful. Well, what a great choice. What a great choice. Okay, so for me, not shocking probably that I chose a book about an athlete. The story I chose for nonfiction is The Girl Who Figured It Out, the inspiring true story of wheelchair athlete Minda Dentler becoming an Ironman world champion.
Wow.
And it is actually written by Minda Dentler and illustrated by Stephanie DeHennin. And I loved this story. I mean, you know, books about perseverance and determination are kind of my jam.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
I was immediately drawn to the story just with the title alone. But really, after reading her story, she was an infant born in India and contracted polio, which left her paralyzed. And sadly, her family could not manage her medical care, and they left her in the care of an orphanage where she was then adopted by an American family and brought to the United States. And she underwent surgeries to help her walk with the assistance of leg braces and crutches. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to become the first female wheelchair athlete to complete the Ironman World Championship, which is
incredible.
Incredible. I mean, it's just incredible. It's a wonderful story that really inspires all readers to rethink what's possible.
What's, I love you know? That. I can't
yeah,
wait to read
so
it.
It's really a great one.
Thank you, Kim.
It's really a great one.
That is a great
sure.
one. Okay, next okay. is unique structure.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
And I
what
chose the What Ifs by Emily
choice.
Kilgore and Zoe Persico. And an interesting kind of tidbit about the What Ifs is that it was released in 2020 with Little B along with Mutilda's Bad Mood, my book. And so they had mm-hmm. two social emotional picture books come out right at the same time. So the What Ifs is a book about anxiety, but it's unique because the anxiety is personified.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And so it's about the questions that spiral through your mind, right? So the illustrations make them really cute. They make these questions little what ifs. And Cora,
so
the main character, she's very worried. And so this is a very creative approach to anxiety with a character-driven story that resonates with anyone who has ever worried, which is basically anyone in the world, right? So
sure.
she's anxious about an upcoming piano recital. How many of us have taken piano, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the what ifs love clinging to her. So I feel like this is such a great mentor text for social emotional learning. So I want to read you a little bit of it. Cora's what ifs followed her every move. What if my dog runs away? What if I forget my homework? What if the sun stops shining? What if my crayon breaks? And
oh
how many
goodness.
Of us have had these what ifs run through our minds at some point or another?
Right.
So I think it's so beautifully done.
And I love how the what ifs are personified because it really feels like that for us that have anxiety, right? Like it feels like it is alive.
Yes.
And yeah.
Agreed.
So great choice. Great choice. I love it.
What's
my
yours?
My choice for unique structure also came out in 2020, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. I feel like maybe, I mean, the social emotional books are important always, right? I think the social emotional books that came out in 2020 are extremely important, maybe a little bit more
Indeed.
Because of what we were all dealing with. The choice that I made for unique structure is A Whale of a Mistake.
Oh, I love
by
this
Ioana
book.
Hobai. Ugh, it is so beautiful. I actually went back and forth between whether I was going to choose this one for unique structure or illustrations because it's just gorgeous. And I don't know if it's super unique structure. I kind of decided that because it's told in second person POV that it made it unique structure.
Sure.
It's just, it's a different POV. And I just love it because it's, I feel like every reader can see themselves in this story. It follows a little girl who gets carried away by her whale. And the whale is similar to What Ifs, it's personified. Her whale of a mistake is an actual whale in the book. And so the art actually shows her being swept into the open ocean waters on her whale. And it's just really beautiful to watch her complete this emotional journey from making the mistake, and then that mistake, you worry about that mistake, and it gets bigger and bigger, and it grows and grows. And so her whale grows and grows as her shame, really, gets bigger and bigger. And, you know, then she goes through all of the emotional waves, all of the layers that go with making a mistake and feeling the shame that goes along with that. And then becoming comfortable with, okay, I made a mistake, but it's going to be okay. And then her whale starting to get smaller and smaller. And it's just really beautiful that you can see that complete journey with her, because it helps remind you of maybe your own journey with the emotions that you experience when you make mistakes, because they happen. Everyone makes mistakes. And it's hopeful. It's beautiful. I just love this story so much.
What a great choice. I love it. Okay, so our last category is illustrations. And this is my book that it's a little bit old, 2018.
Okay, yep, that was mine too. Just outside the window. What'd you get?
After the Fall by Dan Santel.
Oh, great choice.
Dan's illustrations. And this story, I remember hearing an interview with Dan about how this book is dedicated to his wife who struggles with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the book is basically a love letter to her. It's just so beautiful. And so we've got the mental health angle, since Humpty isn't sure what to do after he falls. And mm-hmm. he's also terrified of heights. He's not sure he'll ever get to the top of the wall again, even though he loves watching the birds from the top of the wall. So this book, I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you know this book. It's
probably
won so many awards and, mm-hmm. you know, just so, I can't even count how many awards it's won.
So many well-deserved awards.
Yes, well-deserved. Yes. And the illustrations mm-hmm. are stunning. The fact that when Humpty experiences his final transformation, we never see his face. That's pretty interesting, too. So I want to read some of the words. Mm-hmm. I walked past the wall every day, and I would think about climbing the ladder again. I really missed the birds and being high above the city, but I could never do it because I knew that accidents could happen. Oh, my goodness,
so
right?
Good.
So relatable,
it's so
isn't
good.
It? Such a great example of an engaging story that helps us better understand ourselves and our own fears.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
And, oh, the last page illustration is just...
It is.
I mean, that hits you in the feels.
It
no
does.
Matter how many times you read it, you know? Ooh, that's a great choice. I saw that one on my shelf, too, and I thought about it. But I was also already breaking the rules once. So I'm glad that you broke the rules on that one. That was worthy of breaking the rules. Fantastic. Okay, so for my last one, this is really interesting. For illustrations, I chose Out of a Jar. The same story that you chose.
I was wondering because I sent it to you. When I read it, I sent the book to you.
I know. I bought it. And I bought it. And I love it. I love it. I love the illustrations because, well, you've already explained what the book is about. So I'm just going to say for my piece, choosing it for illustrations is because I love the way that the art really makes the emotion piece concrete. That to me is huge. I think it's
stunning
everything.
Illustrations.
Stunning.
Actually.
And like they're... The page where the jars all break, that page, so you're going to have to go and check the book out from the library or look, buy it yourself. It's worth it. It's so powerful. Just the Agreed. Way that it is depicted in the art. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. So that's my choice for illustrations, which is so funny that you also chose that, but for a different category. So
I just love how
we're bookending. We're bookending the podcast are. With Out of a Jar.
I love all these books. This is going to be really fun to dig in to the ones I haven't read yet.
I know. I'm really looking forward to reading some of your picks that I haven't picked up yet.
All right. Okay. Well, everyone.
That was fun.
We're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye for now and happy looking.
Picture Book Look is produced by Kirstie Call and Kim Chafee. Music and sound engineering by James Call.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.